some ticket texts. We just went through the coaches poll, and this text says, Costa's take on Clemson is not surprising. Lack of ball knowledge. The ACC is like playing in the CAAC in the Lansing area.
Yeah. It's not a great conference.
Right, but let's focus on the team and not the conference. The team brings back the third most starters in the country. In an era without continuity in college football, Clemson is one of the very few teams that can say eight on offense, eight on defense. And are they bad? No, they were a playoff team a year ago. After a slow start, they rattled off 10 wins. They return a multi-year starter at quarterback, pass catchers, O-line, the apparatus, and a coach who's won two national titles. No active coach has won more than Dabo Swinney. So, and I think they're going to be in the hunt at the very end, in large part because of the ACC, but that's part of deciding who's going to win it all is you got to be there.
But yeah, but what do those wins mean? I mean, they could be 11-1.
What if they beat LSU week one?
Okay, well, it'll definitely open some eyes, sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the spread is right now, but I like them at home to win that game.
And then we'll have to see what does LSU with Brian Kelly do. Are they that team that is, uber-talented with a returning quarterback, a guy that's also up for the Heisman Trophy, right. but they're an 8-4 team. They're just a team that always seems to underperform.
And maybe. I know you're higher on LSU than that this season, but we'd have to see how their resume stacks up at the end of the season. But go through these teams at the top. Texas, Arch Manning.
Right.
I'm excited. But the O-line's being rebuilt. The receiver room is unknown. Sark kind of has this moniker of, can he get over the hump? So I think, respectfully, they're one of the best teams on paper, but there's questions. Ohio State, quarterback's thrown 12 passes, 14 dudes to the league, entire D-line's gone. Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs may be the two best players in the country, but that doesn't make them the best team. Penn State, number three. Need I say more? Right. Yeah. Number four is Georgia. A loaded roster, quarterback question, right? Notre Dame, loaded roster. You went through their run game, quarterback question. Now Clemson 6, Oregon 7. Their quarterback situation is, it's Dante Moore from our area. He had a choppy first year at UCLA, sat last year. And I think Oregon's got some sizzle to them.
Sure. And I go through the schedule again because the big dogs aren't playing each other. They do travel to Happy Valley. I just mentioned that. It's going to be the whiteout for Penn State. But other than that, you look at their schedule and their non-conferences, Montana State, Oklahoma State, Oregon State. I don't think any of those strike fear into any Oregon Ducks. And their Big Ten conference, Northwestern, Indiana, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, USC, Washington.
I'm intrigued by Oregon. They brought in Hughes, the tailback from Tulane. They have this dynamic freshman Moore at receiver to go with quarterback, and Evan Stewart's still back, the receiver that they got in the portal the year before. Bama, I don't know who the quarterback is. LSU, there's a Brian Kelly question. Miami, you don't like, is a fraud at 10. Like, the case for Clemson is not as flimsy as you don't know ball. I mean, pay attention. Returning production, and who else do you like?
It all comes down to Klubnik. Okay, yeah. They are the only program that's not a Big Ten or SEC team that's won in the playoff era championships.
Yeah.
They got the coach, they're the program, but they had two quarterbacks that were elite quarterbacks in Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence that were able to catapult them. So it comes down to Klubnik.
And he's a guy in the Heisman discussion to start the season.
You know, they're in a position where they should get a bye for sure.
Right. So okay? If you're telling me you got a bye.
So that's three you got to win. How many times? I don't know if they can beat. Win three games in a playoff against all Big Ten and SEC teams. It's going to come down to the draw. Look at Notre Dame got to the national title game last year because of the draw.
You're right. Right.
And I do. Okay. Dabo Swinney, I think he is a good coach. He's obviously won a couple of national titles. There's no question about that. But will he know enough about his team at that point? Strengths, weaknesses, because they won't have been tested. LSU, they come out of the gates. They might be tested in that game. They probably will be. But then after that, they've got an ACC schedule where they play Georgia Tech, Syracuse, North Carolina, Boston College, Duke, Florida State. I mean,
I would just point
out not even an ACC schedule, but that's
the Paladins, baby. Yeah. I just point out to Tom's point, they've won national titles existing in the ACC before. That's not a disqualifier because they play in the ACC.
But the two times they did it, they had the quarterback. So it's all Klubnik. It is.
Hold on. They had the quarterback, but they had the outside weapons too.
Correct. Yeah,
that's one thing that's been limiting from Clemson the last few years.
You're right.
Where are the outside weapons? Where's Justin Ross? Where's DeAndre Hopkins? Where's Sammy Watkins? Where's T. Higgins?
And they like the group of receivers that are back.
He happens to be in Cincinnati.
Thank you for spotting that. The one text caught something you said, John.
Oh.
Wait a second. Did John say he wanted Texas to beat Ohio State week one? I thought you always root for them to be undefeated when they play Michigan.
Well, I do, but I know. You caught me on that one. I don't know. That one that might just be my inner disdain for Ohio State.
If you were at that game, which was the question, you would not be rooting for the Buckeyes at the Horseshoe.
Oh, no.
Like, because the question was, which game would you go to? You'd have to root for Texas. I couldn't see you, you know, they get a first down and you're giving a little.
Yeah, it's more of a, when you're starting to pick, like, okay, I'm a closet Notre Dame fan this year because of CJ Carr.
Yeah.
And I'll bang that drum all season long. I hope he is as good as possible and that Notre Dame is competing for a national title for him and for his family. I look at Arch Manning, and I know there's a lot of people that say, oh, it's just another Manning, and they want to hate greatness. And I don't know if he's going to be great, but the family has been.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that kid has done. He has handled every question. He has stayed even though he wasn't going to be the starter last year. Like, there's just a lot to like about him. So it does somewhat come down for me to some of the individuals that are playing in this game.
I'm so happy we're talking college football. This is wonderful. I know we still have several weeks until this actually really gets going, but
it feels close.
I'm happy you guys are talking about college football without saying what's wrong with college football. It's a positive way to look at it. Yes. So thank you.
Yes.
All good.
Mm-hmm.